Wow, it's December already. Is anyone else stunned by that development, or is it just me that feels like 2013 skipped right over a bunch of months and got to the end really fast? I have always heard that as you get older, not that I'm copping to that circumstance by any means, that time moves faster. If this past year was any indication, then the coming years are going to feel like the really high, steep portions of world-class roller coasters. But no matter how surprised I might be about it, the signs seem to point to the fact that it's actually December. People are putting up lights. There's snow on the ground. More or less, anyway. My kids keep bugging me about Christmas presents, and moose season is open once again. My work-related tasks are also now well into December and winter mode as well. Perhaps the biggest thing that means for me, and schools from around the area, is that it's once again time for the Alaska Migratory Bird Calendar Contest. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. The Alaska Migratory Bird Calendar Contest is a big part of my job. Indeed, it's one of a small list of education-specific projects for which I was initially hired to oversee. Dealing with the calendar and our summer camps were the big items when I hired on. Everything else, including this program, was just filler to be determined later. The calendar continues to consume a fair amount of my time every year, especially in December, January, and early February. During those 3 months, I spend a fair amount of time coordinating with schools to arrange visits, putting together presentations for those visits, answering questions from teachers, parents, and students, and receiving entries from those who participate. It's a bit of a balancing act, with visiting with folks while they still have time to put together entries, but not getting into school so soon that they forget about it because the deadline's still out there a bit. It's also a part of my schedule I still really relish, even given that this will be my 7th year doing presentations for the bird calendar. I mean, what's not to like? I get to travel to schools to visit with kids about wildlife, and I get paid for it. Life is grand. I'm sure some of you listening are saying, haven't I heard this episode before? Well, the answer to that is yes and no. Actually, some of the information you will hear today has been a part of previous episodes, so it will have a ring of familiarity to it. And if so, that's good. That means that it's sticking with you. But I try hard not to be too much of a slackard at my job. Even though some of the material is the same, I take the time to rewrite this episode each year, and a good portion of what made it the year before, at least in terms of wording, gets tossed in favor of something that I hope sounds better than the previous version. I'm not simply going through the motions. As I have shared, there are just a couple of things that I do with my job at Togiak Refuge that I feel deserve to be heard on an annual basis, as they come to bear during the course of each year. The bird calendar remains, in my humble opinion, just such a topic. The calendar and the preparation and delivery that go into Togiak Refuge's participation in it is, as I mentioned, one of the key components of my job. To that end, I try to promote the calendar and the contest in a variety of ways, so folks are aware it's coming up. Some of those ways include through this program, emailing schools and individuals, printed media, and, for the first time this year, on our Refuge Facebook page. The respect I give to the calendar is twofold. A part of that is its history. The calendar has been around for a long time and is highly thought of by people from all over rural Alaska. When I say a long time, I mean just that. The calendar got its start in 1985 with Yukon Delta Refuge. That was a big year in my life as well, as it's the year I graduated from high school and started college. For those of you who have a similar life timeline to mine or younger, that means that the calendar has been around for our entire adult lives. In its beginning, the contest targeted just 4 species of geese with low population numbers. Emperor geese, brants, greater white-fronted geese, and cackling Canada geese. The idea was to educate people in villages across the Delta region about the low numbers and encourage them to target other species when waterfowl hunting. As a result, the contest started out life as the Goose Calendar Contest. Over its initial years, the calendar worked, and those species saw their numbers begin to rise. In time, the focus of the contest shifted to include all types of waterfowl, in an effort to help certain types of duck species that were struggling. That brought with it a change of name from the Goose Calendar to the Waterfowl Calendar. This eventually gave way to its current version, the Alaska Migratory Bird Calendar. I spent many years as a classroom teacher calling it the Goose Calendar, and I still occasionally lapse into that even today. For the most part, no one looks at me funny or corrects me when I do. No matter the name, it has proven to be a tremendous conservation tool, raising awareness for those species that need help and educating people across most parts of our state about Alaska's migratory birds. Though the name and focus have changed, the basic premise for how it works has not. The calendar is an art and literature contest for the kids from many areas of rural Alaska. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade can create and enter a literature and a poster entry. The guidelines for this contest have remained largely unchanged. In fact, other than the due dates changing, I'm betting not much has changed from when I was first exposed to it, guiding my students through it as a classroom teacher back in 1992. To my eye, the rule sheets have changed very, very little from year to year. 11 of Alaska's 16 refuges participate in this contest. Each refuge conducts its own local judging portion. This involves promoting the contest in villages associated with each refuge and then receiving entries from those villages. A local judging event is then held. At this local judging, 5 judges select 3 poster winners and 3 literature winners from 4 grade categories: kindergarten through 2nd, 3rd through 5th, 6th through 8th, and 9th through 12th grade. In all, 24 winners are chosen at the local event from each participating refuge. Those 24 winners receive ribbons and prizes from their refuge. After local winners are selected, they are submitted to Anchorage for the statewide judging. The process is the same there. A panel of judges selects 3 winners from each of the same categories. 24 total winners are selected. Those 24 winners receive prizes and ribbons from the regional office in Anchorage. Additionally, a single poster winner and literature winner is chosen as the grand prize winner. It's the statewide winners that get to have their work displayed on next year's calendar. Each year's contest comes with a new theme. If you have the 2013 calendar, you know the theme for it was Spectacular Shorebirds, and that particular calendar is winding down its last days. The theme soon to be seen on the 2014 calendar will be Healthy Birds for Healthy Food. Those calendars should be arriving at our office any day now. The government shutdown slowed the process, or we would probably have them already. And the new theme I will soon be sharing in area schools, the one that will adorn the 2015 calendars, is Super Seabirds, a theme we at Togiak Refuge are happy about because, well, we happen to be the home for a fair number of seabirds. In my soon-to-be-given presentations, I'll try to provide information about seabirds to students from around the area, and do what I can to motivate them to want to draw and write about seabird species. The deadline for this year's contest is super easy to remember. Entries need to be turned in to our office or postmarked by Friday, February 14th. That's right, the deadline this year is Valentine's Day. That's coming up a lot quicker than many of us would like to think. A big part of the reason for doing this episode each year is to inform parents that the contest is about to get going, so they can be supportive of their child's efforts to participate, if they decide to participate. Also, if folks have questions about the calendar or the contest, this gives them ample time to contact our office before the deadline gets here. Yes, December is here. Trees and presents and glad tidings are not far off, and not long after that, it will be time for kids from around Southwest Alaska to amp up all that creative energy that they have inside them and turn it loose on another year's bird calendar contest. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake, provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.